How am I funny? How am I funny? Tell me, how am I funny?
No!
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to 7 a.m. John Henry Soto here. Today it is June 14th, 2021, and had a great weekend. Hope you all did too. Please like, share, and subscribe if you like what I'm doing here. I'm here every morning at 7 a.m. I'm talking about films, music, and I usually give a positive outlook into the day ahead, hopefully with something that you can take with you and make yourself feel a little bit better. I know it makes me feel better, and it makes me feel better that you're all out there listening, and I appreciate you all very much, so I'm grateful that I get this opportunity to spend this time with you. And it's been fun, because people will message me on ideas for shows, which I always think is kind of cool, because I look at them, oh, that's a good idea, I didn't think about that. And so that was cool. I had the reason I'm doing this week's shows, I'm doing films, classic films. Well, one of the reasons why I'm doing it, because somebody said, you know, you're a filmmaker, you should talk more about films and music and stuff. So I'm a musician as well. So I was like, I said, yeah, I guess I could do that. How would I do it? You know, I don't want to be just talking about filmmaking or stuff like that. And I thought, oh, well, let me talk about some classic films that I really like, films that I feel that I learned from, or films that affected me in a certain way, made me feel something, you know. That's always for me the measuring point on film, is where you get to feel something. Like with Goodfellas, the film that we're going to cover today, I just remember being terrified of Tommy, the character played by Joe Pesci. And anyway, so we're going to cover that today. My name is John Henry Soto. Welcome to 7 a.m. We're going to be talking about the film Goodfellas this morning, and it was came out in 1990, I believe, and stars, of course, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Paul Sorvino is also in it as well. And, this is that's Paul Sorvino there. It's one of those films that I really wish that I was a part of in some weird way, just to kind of like see what it's like to stand next to Joe Pesci as one of the tough guys, one of the good fellas. Just kind of a silly fantasy of mine, but I love this film, not so much because of, you know, sometimes they films get glorified, right? Being in a gang and being a mobster, something like good, like The Godfather, right? The Godfather, who I love the film The Godfather, but it's almost like a painting of this life. It's almost like it's very beautifully done. It's beautifully shot. The performances are incredible. But how much realism is it? You know, I mean, we don't know. Goodfellas seems that they really took care of sticking to the story. Ray Liotta played an incredible, it was an incredible performance by Ray Liotta. He actually was one of these characters that you got to really, throughout the years, you know, this film is now 30 years, right? 31 years old now, you know, but the film was so powerful in the sense that it made you feel not only or see the images, but it also made you feel get the experience of it. Now, Martin Scorsese, of course, directed the film, and one of the brilliant directors of our time, right? Now, Martin Scorsese is one of these filmmakers that is a artist. You know, he knows that every frame means something. He doesn't put the camera here because he thinks he's for no reason. You know what I mean? He is very, very, very purposeful on his on his directing. Every he knows the performances are always going to be good because he's got the best talent to choose from. So he understands that. As a director, he also understands capturing images and capturing camera angles that are unique and different, and he explores the space in a scene, and I love that. You know, there's a lot of famous scenes in this film that get quoted a lot. Of course, the how am I funny? How am I funny? How am I? I'm not gonna curse, but there's a lot of cursing in this film. There's a lot of violence in this film. So if you're not into cursing and violence, you probably want to stay away from this film. So a lot of people, I mean, I think most people might know this by now, but if you don't know, the film Goodfellas was actually based on real people. And these are some of the actual characters that were there. Henry Hill, of course, right there under Leota. Jimmy Connors, that's what they, you know, Jimmy Conway, I'm sorry. His real name was Jimmy Burke, or it was vice versa. I'm going to read a little bit about all these guys now. But first, we're going to actually cover Ray Liotta. Now, Ray Liotta played a guy named Henry Hill. Henry Hill was a sort of started out at a small time. He was a kid. He was 13 years old. He very rough childhood that he had growing up. He, you know, the film starts, you know, I always wanted to be a gangster, you know. And there's a certain sense of power in being a gangster, not so much because of the money, but it's the respect that you get in the community. You can get into all the restaurants. People fear you. They get out of your way. They all greet you with such high respect. And I think that's very appealing to a 13-year-old kid who's, you know, whose father was just a hardworking guy, not really making a lot of money, always struggling. And he sees these guys outside kind of hanging out most of the time with the fancy cars and with all the money and with all the respect that his father didn't have. So he was getting this viewpoint, and he took this to be a thing that he wanted to be a part of. And at the age of 13, he got involved with doing small things for the families, for the Lucchese family, and he became a real power force as time went on in the families. He knew a lot of stuff. How he survived and lived a long life is beyond me. He knew so much. He also became an informant, you know, an FBI informant. He went into the witness relocation program, but he could not stick to the program because he was too much of a rebel. And, you know, I just want to actually quickly also give a quick shout out to the actor who played him as a boy, Christopher Cerrone. Did a great performance. Not only did he look like Ray Liotta, I mean, you look at this picture and you think, yeah, these are the same people. You know, these are incredible casting. But he did a great job as the 13-year-old Henry Hill. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Christopher Cerrone, who did a great job. Now, Ray Liotta, I mean, Ray Liotta just crushed this film. I mean, you talk about, you know, there's a once in a lifetime opportunity to play a character like this, and not only to play a character that where you get the opportunity to play, right, to have fun, but doing it with the likes of these guys, these incredible actors. You know, I mean, being next to Robert De Niro, you know, Paul Sorvino, Joe Pesci, you know, I mean, you can't get any better than that. He's still a fairly young actor at this point, you know, and here he is in the role of a lifetime, and he hit it out of the park. I mean, he did such a great performance you know, now this is the scene here, this one scene here next to the real Henry Hill there on his mugshot. But this is that scene at the end, or towards the end, I guess, where he's paranoid. He's on drugs. He's kind of like the helicopters are over him. He's terrified of this. And he's, you really get the sense that he is stressed out. He's running back and forth trying to make dinner, trying to pick up people from, you know, trying to pick up, I think, his brother-in-law, who was in a wheelchair. And it's just this whole chaotic scene where it just makes you sweat, because you get to, you feel the guy on drugs. You feel the idea that of what's actually happening to him. You actually 100% feel that this is a just incredibly stressful moment for him. And just in a great performance. What are you going to say? You know, just a great performance. Ray Liotta. All right, so let's move on to another character here. I'll show this again. I was considered for the film of Goodfellas, but they cut me out because of the hat. They didn't like my hat. So let's talk about, let's see who we're going to go here. Okay, let's talk about Mr. Robert De Niro. He's here next to Joe Pesci. For some reason, I don't have a picture of only Robert De Niro, but I don't know why I did that. But he played a gentleman that was also a real person. He played a character named Jimmy Conway. Now, Jimmy Conway was actually really known as Jimmy Burke. Now, this is the real dude right here. Is actually a Jimmy Burke. He was also another associate of the Lucchese family. But he was Irish. He had some Irish in him, so he could never be a made man. Like in the Italian mafia, you have to be 100% Italian in order to be considered to be a made man. So he was not a made man. And Robert De Niro also, I'm going to flash this picture here. Well, actually, I'll flash this one that has Robert De Niro there, and underneath him is Jimmy Burke. He played a character named Jimmy Conway, right? So, but he was part of a huge heist that at the time when this happened, it was the largest heist in history. It was, they expected about $2 million or something, and it ended up with, $5 million and about $800,000 of jewelry and some other jewels or something on this heist, which was called the Lufthansa heist. It was very, very big. It was very public. It was in the news. And he was part of it. So this kind of gave him some real legitimacy as far as being a gangster and being one of the guys with the cash. He got a big bonus, obviously, from the family, the Lucchese family. He delivered, on a big, and he was a big moneymaker. You know, when you're not 100% Italian, and you can't be a made man, well, you have to be a moneymaker to stay alive, to stay part of the family, to stay in the business, right? So he became a huge moneymaker for the family. And Jimmy Conway ended up living a full life as well. You know, he went to jail. There's an older photo of him right here. This is, back in 1995, as you can see right there, it's January 31st, 1995. And he went to jail for a very long time, I guess for the rest of his life. This is him, a younger man. And very complex guy. Very in control, very loyal to, he was very loyal to Tommy. But he also knew there was certain things you had to do. He was also kind of not a nice man. As you can see, he was basically beating up this poor guy who was Morris Kessler, he played. Now, there was an actual person named Martin Krugman. Now, Martin Krugman was he was a Russian Jewish guy, and he was sort of like a bookie. He was illegal booking. He ran like a little restaurant place, and so this character Morris Kessler was sort of an interpretation of of Martin, of that character Martin, and he had the tip that kind of got everybody into the Lufthansa airlines heist that happened. And there was he wanted some of his money, of course. If you've watched the film, and you know, they just didn't want to give him any of the cut that he kind of deserved. But this is the way it was, you know. It's like, what are you gonna do? But Jimmy Conway, played by, of course, the great Robert De Niro, who another great performance. You know, a lot of people would look at some of these actors, especially, you know, De Niro. You know, played a lot of this. I wouldn't say the same character, but he's got his range. Is what his range is, right? It's serious, and he's done some comedy now, right? But his comedy is even more. He plays a serious guy, comedic. You know, what's the film with the family, with Ben Stiller, right? Those kinds of films, Meet the Parents. It's sort of like he was able to take his seriousness and then play, you know, make fun of it, and analyze this, which was another one with Billy Crystal, where he got to play the gangster guy, but it was a comedic view of it. And he had a tremendous amount of great opportunities for great performances because he had the perfect casting for him, you know. But I watched The Irishman, recently, again. I saw it when it first came out. I saw it once for the film because I wanted to get the experience of the film. It's a long film. It's like 3 hours long. And then I watched it again to see the actual filmmaking and the thing. I watched it back to back 3 hours. I spent 6 hours watching The Irishman. And I thought that De Niro was really good. You know, I know that there was a couple of things with the effects, and you know, they were using this aging to make him look younger, you know, and you know, and some of that, once you get past the not perfect science or technology of that, you get to see really what a great actor Robert De Niro is. And just to me, I thought it was an amazing performance, especially the older years where he really was very subtle performances. And Joe Pesci, and I'm going to talk about Joe Pesci next, gave, I think, one of his best performances, if not the best performance of his career in The Irishman. Just an incredible performance, inspiring, actually. He played it subtle, you know. A lot of times we get to see him, you know, really lose it. Come on, you son of a, you know, and curse and be that. He played this character subtle, you know. He played him extremely complex but very confident, just really a great performance, you know. Nothing like nothing you've ever seen him in. And I think that if you have 3 hours, watch The Irishman. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the man. Let's talk about Joe Pesci. Now, Joe Pesci played a character, let's see if I pull it up here. Yeah, so he played Tommy DeVito, and Tommy DeVito was a real person, you know. Now, they never said that it was him. There was another guy named Thomas DeSimone that he actually was more. You can see he was sort of playing that guy. There's a documentaries on YouTube if you're interested in seeing Thomas DeSimone, DeSimone, very incredible, crazy dude. And Joe Pesci played a crazy guy. Now, let me just talk about his performance for a second, because when I first watched Goodfellas, when I first saw Joe Pesci, I was terrified of this guy. And I don't watch horror films or anything like that. I'm never scared by horror films, you know, Freddy Krueger's and Friday the 13th kind of a thing. I don't, you know, there might be the jumping parts, you know, that you kind of go, oh, you know, because you weren't expecting that. But I'm never scared. I'm never, like, scared. Joe Pesci as Tommy DeVito scared me. Like, I literally was like, what is he going to do next? like he was so unstable, and I was terrified that he was just gonna kill anybody, you know, whoever. And I was blown away by how a character, now it's become, because it's such a part of our culture, it's been 31 years since his performance, which won him an Academy Award, which he gave one of, I think, only the second shortest speeches of all time. He just stood up there and he was like, I'm honored. He just walked away. That was it. But he won an Academy Award for this performance that I thought was one of the most frightening performances, you know, of a character, of a real person. Whether or not Tommy, you know, DeSimone was really like Tommy DeVito, Joe Pesci's, I don't know. I'm looking at this guy. Now, I've heard stories. Henry Hill has talked about him, and, you know, Henry Hill had about 25 years after the film came out of milking it. You know, he milked Goodfellas and he went on a speaking, he wrote a book, and he did the whole thing about his life. So he milked it tremendously. Obviously, the first book that became Goodfellas, right? But he also told stories of Tommy that were very specific to things that, you know, were in the film. And, you know, he obviously was alive for the film, so he was being able, you know, they were interviewing him. How he stayed alive is beyond me. I have no idea. It's incredible. He died in 2015, and lived a hard life, you know, now, just back to Joe Pesci for a second, but he won an Academy Award for this performance. The character was born in 1950, and he was younger. I remember he was younger than Burke or Hill, and he was part of the Lucchese family, and he was part of the big heist. You know, he was part of that big heist, and went to prison for a little bit. You know, that became when he came out, things were a little bit different. He had to kind of like, and this is what happened to a lot of these guys. You know, they would go in to prison for, say, a year or 2 years. You know, and that's a lot of time to not be on the streets and knowing what's going on and being in charge of your crew. If you're a capo, or if you're a leader of a group, if you're a made man and you go to prison and you come out, and you may still be a made man, and, you know, you're not allowed to touch a made man, right? You can never harm a made man. A made man is in Italian families when somebody gets accepted into the family, and there's like apparently there's a ritual of some sort. But it's a very fascinating situation for these guys to come out, and suddenly you have to fight for their peace again. Now, normally what they do is they put somebody in charge, and they're like, you know, when I get out, you know, I'm coming back. You know, I'm coming back. It's what happened with John Gotti. You know, John Gotti went to jail, and when he went to jail, he was trying to run the family from prison, but he died in prison. You know, he was another dude. There hasn't been a John Gotti. I know there was one with John Travolta that did recently, and I heard that his performance was great, but the film itself was not a win. It's really difficult. John Gotti was a monster character. You need a master director and filmmaker to put that together. You know, that would be fun for whoever gets that opportunity. So let's move on here. If anybody has any questions on any of this, please let me know. All right, so let's talk a little bit. I'm not going to talk too much. I mean, Paul Sorvino, you know, played Paul Sierra. He actually, the character's name was Paul Sierra that he played. And Paul Sierra was sort of, you know, he was a capo. He was the boss. He was the guy. He was from the Lucchese family. He never spoke to anyone on the phone. It was always like, you know, voice to voice and very quietly in a corner. He never got into the front lines. He always stayed in the back. He always was quiet. And this is kind of like the way the mafia had started when you go into the early days of the mafia here in New York City. You get how these guys had to be, you know, the Gambino families and the, you know, the Lucchese family and all these guys, you know, they knew that they had to be quiet. You know, they knew that there was a sense of like, all right, guys, let's not mess around here. You know, let's not ruin this for everybody. Let's put this stuff together. And that was a lot, you know, where you talk about Lucky Luciano and you talk about all these guys that Lucky Luciano was really the guy who organized the mafia. You know, he's the one that called the meeting, the very popular meeting that happened with the five families that they met in New York, and they put together the rules of the mafia, you know, where you guys, everybody has their certain section, because, and nobody speaks, you know, nobody says anything, you're quiet, you know. John Gotti was the opposite, right? A lot of these guys got caught and ruined things because they were over the top. They came out, you know, with fancy cars and all this stuff, and a lot of these guys really did not. So when you watch the film, you know, you may see them dressed nice and some when they're going out to a restaurant, to a dinner, but when they're hanging out doing their job, even if you're into like mafia stuff, like I am, like I'm a dork about this stuff, you get to, there's like surveillance footage that you can actually see of them hanging out around their quarters and around their social clubs and stuff. And you'd see them just t-shirts and jeans and, you know, just a nice a shirt, you know, nothing fancy, no fancy cars. Don't draw any attention to yourself that you're making any kind of cash, you know, serious cash. This is what they did, you know. And Paul Sorvino was one in the film. He knew that. He was one of the guys. Like, unfortunately, you know, Tommy did not know that. And he was taken out, you know, for a murder that he committed earlier. As a matter of fact, the murder that he committed was, of course, who can't forget this guy, Billy Batts, played by Frank Vincent. Frank Vincent was in so many mafia films, and there you have the real Billy Batts. And there was a murder. Some, you know, he came out of jail. Tommy DeVito came out of jail, and Billy Batts had words with him, kind of had a little bit of a play words. And this is in the film, but this actually did happen as well. And this was a count, you know, the people that were recalled it in the film, this actually happened. And he basically was making fun of Tommy when he came out of prison, you know, and talked about his shoeshine and all that stuff and his shoeshine boy. And of course, that got Billy Batts taken out by Joe Pesci. Now, let me just give a little bit of a shout out to one other character. Oh no, I did all the characters. All right, good. So one of the things that I really love about this film is not so much about the mafia, because there's a lot of stuff that I've seen, documentaries. I've seen almost every documentary on YouTube about all the families and the setups and how they organized it, and you know, who goes off the rails and lets the money and the power get to their head. They usually becomes the one, you know, they're the ones that ruin things for a lot of the families. John Gotti is a perfect example of that, right? And even though he's known as someone who did a lot of good for the community where he was in, for the overall mafia, you know, coming in with his really, you know, awesome suits, his hair, he was a good looking guy with his smile, you know, it was like, you know, drew so much attention to him and the families and to the activity that was going on. It really hurt the family. But this film shows all sides of it. It shows the Tommies that he just got out of control. It shows the Ray Liotta where he turned into the drugs. The Jimmy Connor the Jimmy Conway who couldn't be ever a made man. So he relied on Tommy, who was going to be a made man, but was taken out for killing Billy Batts earlier. He was taken out. So now he knew he was never going to get that opportunity because Tommy was his closest friend. He was going to be able to be a, once you're friends with a made man, you got it made, right? I wonder if that's where that came from. You got it made. Anyway. So this is one of the films that I wanted to cover. I could probably go on a lot longer, and if I had somebody else here to bounce off ideas with, another film person, it would be fantastic. At some point in my life, I will do episodes like that. Probably not at this time in the morning, but certainly appreciate the conversation on films. Not so much on the geeky. Yeah, I like all the geeky stuff too. What am I talking about? I'm all full of crap. I just love talking about films that I really love, films that affected me, and stylistically, and also emotionally, that gave me something to look at that was different. It scared me. The Tommy character scared the hell out of me. The Ray Liotta character, just a great performance, so believable. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Paul Sorvino, great performances. Paul was fantastic in this film. He was just very subtle performance, exactly what you would think that guy would do, you know, trying to stay out of the limelight, learning from his elders how you do it. You know, I mean, you don't go out there and flash your money and start giving money to everybody, and you know, people are going to be like, well, where's he getting all this money from? You know, he works in mainly in construction, right? A lot of them in construction companies and stuff, or garbage trucks and stuff like that. You don't normally make that kind of money, right? But that's Goodfellas. So that's the film. I've gone over, and I'm probably going to be going over at least 30 minutes for each of these films that I'll be covering this week. Tomorrow I'm going to be covering The Prisoner of Second Avenue with Jack Lemmon and Anne Bancroft. Wonderful film. Love it. It's a comedy, and we're going to cover that, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate you all very much. Make today great. Do the things that you love. Take care of yourselves. And as always, peace.